The wide-open Biden border and the inflation-battered Biden economy. Those are expected to be among the themes stressed by former President Trump as he visits the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin today. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. We definitely want everybody to stay weather aware, especially as we go into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with an increasing severe weather threat across the area, including all modes of severe weather, and tornadoes are possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight as a line of storms sweeps across the area. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Windy tonight, low 56, and tomorrow, much cooler. A brisk day with highs only in the 60s. And gusty winds will make it seem cooler. Maybe some upper 30s by Thursday and Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting at a local gas station. A unidentified man was shot at the Circle K near Walmart in the 1000 block of Ann Street at about 3:15 p.m. Monday. No arrest was made at the scene. Suspect and motive remain unknown. Alabama lawmakers are back in the state house this week with legislation to legalize certain types of gambling on the agenda. The House is in favor of allowing sports betting and casinos, while the Senate got rid of sports betting and put limits on the number of casinos. Both chambers agree on a state lottery. Trillions of cicadas are about to emerge in numbers not seen in decades and possibly centuries. They stay buried year after year, only crawling out from underground every 13 or 17 years. Now the rare cicada double dose is about to return. The last time two cicada broods came out together was in 1803. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
What's new in the world of window treatments? I'm Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville with the answer. Motorization, and more motorization options than ever before. Any window treatment we offer at Just Blinds can easily be motorized and customized to your preferences, including shades, blinds, drapery, and yes, even shutters. All easily programmed to your smartphone and essentially any brand of home automation system. To learn more about motorization options, visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma.
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Okay, got it.
Are we ready?
Y'all, I don't know what... I'm sorry. If only I was here on time, I could have had us all on schedule. I didn't realize how critical I was to this production.
You're very important.
My goodness.
You're my person in absentia up there. So
yes.
I need you to be.
Man, I'm late one time and the whole day's thrown off.
One time.
This week.
I don't think that word means what you think it means. Let's go out to the phone calls. Let's see. Let's go with Cassie. Cassie, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Sorry. I had to get it off speaker.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to... talk about Harry Potter. You know that J.K. Rowling loved C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia, and that's why she wrote 7 books in Harry Potter series, because there were 7 Chronicles of Narnia.
Really?
And there is very much symbolism in there with Christ. Harry Potter is a Christ figure.
So you're telling me that all the people who were worried about it and the witchcraft thing was a little bit off, that was
yes,
her purpose. Take that.
That's my Kathy, everybody.
Yes.
She used to be yours. She's mine now.
Why is she yours now?
Because we go to church together.
Women,
and she's like tutoring me and all the things. She's
okay.
Mine now.
All right, fine.
Okay?
Fine.
Like, Kathy, I know you went with Scott first, but please, can I be your friend? She knows all the things.
Well, that makes me feel better about it.
Yes, I consider you my friend. Yes, I mean, Scott, I have been his fan since he was in the legislature and went on Matt Murphy's show every week, sometimes with Patricia Todd. So, yes, I have been a fan of his for a long time. But know that you can see it if you look for it. You don't have to look for it that hard. It's right there. Harry doesn't really... towards the end, he knows what's going to happen, and he's like, I really don't want to do this, but he's convinced to do it for various means. I mean, you've got Voldemort, who is the Satan figure, Harry is fighting against the satanic forces, and he dies, sacrifices himself for everyone else, and then comes back to life and wins the victory. So how can you not see that that is very symbolic of Christ? I think that's a great point.
I think the purpose is important. I think what the author says about it is important. And I just don't know enough about Harry Potter. I'm just trying to give the argument from the other side. But that makes feel better about it.
That's why you need to read it. They're extremely entertaining books. I mean, we did all the midnight going to the bookstore, and my kids were
really
so excited every time the new book came out. And my kids love it. It's their childhood. They love it. So, yeah, it's a very... I think it's very...
Are the books way better than the movies? And look, I don't even know if I've seen the movies, all of them, or even them in order. I know I didn't see them in order. They just, whenever they're on television, I might see one. Are the books better than the movies?
Well, the first
Allison needs to know that.
The first movie pretty much went right by the book. So you could not read the book. Although it's good to read the book. You do need to read the books, too, but... The first one was very much like the first book, but the rest of them kind of deviated a little bit. I mean, that's the main thing. There was nothing new in there, but they left out a bunch of stuff. It's better to read the book. We've read through them at least twice, and my children more than that. So they're definitely entertaining, easy read. Anybody can read them. They're not just for children. Adults can read them. I've read through them on my own. So, they're very much readable. Everybody should read them.
Kathy, you made me feel better about it. I appreciate that. And if you say it, look, I believe it. I'm going to write it on a rock.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate you. And you know what's funny is I saw that many young people have attested their love of reading to the Harry Potter books.
Mm-hmm. I have two of mine that actually just
that was the
loved,
book that they read
loved yeah. and will watch the movies, and I've watched a couple of them and they're excellent. But I love that the symbolism that you think is there, as Kathy was telling us, is there. But I just think here's the pivot, though, is that as Christians, so often we're quick to go, that's bad.
Yes.
And we don't take the time to find out if it is or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is
and
bad.
And many times we go down the road of that's bad. I'm about to really step in it.
Ooh, go.
And it's usually started from the church where all the women are wearing the dress. Did I say that?
Ooh, you said that out loud.
I think I did.
I think
we're off. Was my mic off? No, I mean, really. It's like the ultra... There has to be a boogeyman behind every bush kind of thing. And look, there are plenty of boogeymen, but there's not one behind every bush. Does that make sense?
It makes sense because it's the church Karen.
Yes, even on our side.
Even
it's
on
the church
our
Karen.
Side. And have we not all been the church Karen at one point, perhaps?
It's easy.
It's easy, but I am just standing here going, wow.
Mm-hmm.
How often do we get right on this side of it and only think that one way? And then, as one of my children learned when they were at classical school, and so what if you do read something that has very strong evil in it? You've got to learn how to defend that.
Well, even the Lord of the Rings, I mean, Gandalf is a wizard. He's the good guy wizard. But it's about the story. It's about the struggle. It's about the so-and-so. It's, you know, those kinds of things. So I guess we have to deal with those. And as far as reading the books, I've read the Tolkien books. And I'm thinking the movies and the books are even. The movies are better for content. But you can't beat those movies for the cinematography.
Amazing. That was a good word, Scott.
It's the biggest word I can use today. I'm at my limit. Let's go out to your phone calls. We'll take them in order. Charles the First of Dewinney. Welcome to the program, Charles the First of Dewinney.
Hi, everyone. Hey, ladies. Hey,
Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. I was going to give you, Red Top was saying, not believing in all that, not believing in times, but we've got an epic thing happening this week that will put Narnia to shame, y'all.
Okay.
And that is Numbers 19 in the Bible. And that is the perfect red heifer and the requirement for one by the rabbi that must be it's got to be sacrificed and the ashes put over the rabbi and before they can build the third temple that Jesus is to come to at the end of time. Byron Stinson, back in the fall, sent 5 red heifers to the rabbis in Israel.
Okay.
And one of them has been seen to be perfect. Perfect means everything about it, eyelashes and all, must be red. It must never have been written, roped, or anything happened to it. It must be a heifer. In other words, a virgin, I guess you'd have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at, potentially, this Tuesday being when they will do this. In other words, and also the persons that don't want this, because it's going to tear down something that is Muslim that's pre-existing when you build the third temple. They're saying that what they did back in October really had to do with the heifer coming and all this potential. Now, is that not fascinating?
It is. How much of the red heifer stuff is biblical and how much of it is Jewish, what's the book called? Not the Torah, but the
Talmud.
The Talmud.
Right.
How much of that is?
In Numbers, we're seeing that we recognize that they don't believe in Jesus necessarily to the same extent that we do.
Right.
And that they are, that they do still have to do this. And that the ashes from the other 9 times, from Moses doing this with a red heifer all the way to now, they found these ashes. And they put these ashes with those ashes in order to be able to build the third temple.
Okay.
So I believe biblically, you can read Numbers 19 and you can see that there has to be a third temple. Even for our religion, there must be a return of Jesus to the third temple, to the Mount of Olives. So to me, this is researching this and seeing what has to happen and what place it is perfectly in time is just an amazing mystery. Solving right in the middle of an eclipse, cicadas coming, CERN opening up all next Tuesday, that every bit of this would be happening, y'all.
Hey, wait a minute, Charles I. What are they doing at CERN next Tuesday?
Well, they're supposed to be doing, and NASA is actually shooting something into the midst of the eclipse purposefully. But CERN has something planned up with a Hadron Collider. It's also going to take place, of all things, of all times, in the midst of all this, at the same time. Just recently, they actually, at another place, created a miniature black hole, which I don't think is a really good idea to do, that glowed in a way that they didn't. Now, that wasn't CERN, but CERN is doing something of that magnitude.
CERN has been playing with that interdimensional stuff for a while.
What is CERN?
Correct. Yes,
it is the
Bible,
is the big collider in Switzerland.
It's the same word of a city like Apollonia. It's like Apollo, the Greek god. And the nearest city to CERN is this Apollonia city. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
It's also in the end of times where it says the demons will come from this Apollonia-based city place, God.
Yeah, what was the name in the, I think it's in Revelation, maybe it's Revelation, where the city of Satan supposedly is, was that, which Swiss city is that?
That, you're right on it, you're right there, that's exactly it, and I can't think of the name, but it's A-P-O-L, mm-hmm. almost like saying the word apocalypse, only it's...
Apocrypha? So, okay.
There's an L in it. I can't think of it right off the bat. It's a little more like
Antipas? No, that's the name of the guy. Never mind.
No, that's not it. It's something having to do with, and it also has a meaning of beginning and end. And I want to say it has to do with the Latin root word of being the end. And it's A-P, yeah, something like that. If I'd known we were going to talk about it, I would have, you know, gotten...
It's not Geneva? I mean, Geneva's the main city in that area.
No, it's a smaller city that's
outside of Geneva.
Yeah, outside of Geneva, yes, sir.
Okay.
Or the word CERN from Geneva, yes. That's
yeah, because Antipas was the guy who was put to death in the city where Satan lives. And Antipas lived in that area.
Charles
I. That's where the collider is.
Yes.
why are some places declaring a state of emergency over the, what's it called?
The eclipse.
Like, I don't get that. I keep reading it.
It's a good question.
And I forget to stop and read why. But why are they declaring a state of emergency? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. They've also changed the path of it. They've made the path of it what should have been absolutely knowable by NASA or anyone, this path, just in the past week, has become a whole different path. So everyone that was set up to go see it, now certain cities aren't in it. Certain cities are excluded. You have to drive from your hotel to get in the whole full. You know, that's very odd, y'all.
Wait, so it's not going through, remember it was going to go through Nineveh, like all the Ninevehs across the United States? Is it not going through Nineveh anymore?
Well, I thought of that myself. I haven't seen if any of the Ninevehs got out of it or not, but the path did change. Mm. Some cities are completely still in it that were, which seems very bizarre. And then others are moved to such an extent that you've got to go.
That's interesting,
miles.
Because we were told that we know everything about everything.
Hmm. Huh. We should be able to just absolutely know the path of the sun and the moon and where it would go across the earth.
No matter what.
We should have already known this 10 years ago.
Maybe they changed who they want to just die that day.
Charles, the first to do any, we appreciate it. Clark will be up next.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. Thank you, Allison Sinclair, for being so helpful, making sure that we can get it going. Very good
that
work.
That was a good point.
Very, very good point. Yay. We got started. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Go check out their website. It is citizen-supported, truth-telling news. Very different than the old newspapers who are still, you know, they're in their dying, the death throes. They're just, you know, like a head cut off of a snake, to go with what we talked about yesterday, which, by the way, at 1819news.com, that article is the number one trending article.
Yeah.
And thousands of men are buying their wives snake boots after our resident influencer just has saying, let everybody else know.
Well, where are you going to go in your snake boots?
Oh, just like already, in my farm.
Yeah, we've already had a deal. We're bringing them in September the 5th. To see if there's any dirt, any scratches, if she actually does any work.
He doesn't
in
think
her snake
I'm
boots.
Going to do jack squat in my snake boots.
You just dip them in water and then go rub them in the dirt.
Obviously, but Allison, you're not supposed to tell him that that's
scratch
exactly
them up a little
what
bit with your keys.
Have Will run over them on a four wheeler or Ben, my son-in-law. It doesn't matter. But they don't know that I'm going to do things in them. So I don't know what things I'm going to do.
I think we're going to visit the donkeys.
Oh, you should.
I really want to go see the asses.
We don't have any cows. I don't think they're very smart either. You could call them. Yes, they're dumb.
Isn't that what they are called?
They are called that.
Yeah.
And they're the little kind that have the little cross on their shoulder and their back.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
I think Jesus rode on them. I don't know what they call them.
They're Holy Week donkeys.
They're that kind.
Holy donkeys.
Holy donkeys.
Holy donkeys. But we have two baby donkeys. And the funny thing is, I mean, they in a day or two, they're going to look half the size of the mamas. They do not take long
they're
to
really
grow
cute.
Up.
Are donkeys mean?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean,
Will they bite you?
They like to get rubbed, but they're dusty.
Can you outrun a donkey?
I can. You cannot.
I'm sorry. Was that just like an Alabama Unfiltered option to do field day?
Yeah, we can
and
do a
see
field
if
trip.
He can outrun the donkey?
We could have donkey races. Allison
donkey?
Versus the donkey. Come here, donkey.
Do
versus
they kick?
The snake.
Do they kick?
I haven't seen these kick. These are cute little donkeys. Even full grown, they're not very big.
You know what I want? I still
really
want a Highland cow, and I'd like some pygmy goats.
My wife wants the little goats that jump around.
You know what?
Because they're the cutest.
Lori and I and Allison are going to get some goats. I keep sending my boys pictures of goats.
Are you going to keep them at your farm?
No, yes.
I'm going to keep them in my backyard.
In Shelby County.
It's unincorporated.
Okay, good.
We won't.
Lori can get a goat that stays at y'all's house.
She can. It's fine. I'll take care of it.
So when he gets old and he's not cute anymore, we'll have goat barbecue.
But it's pygmy.
Tastes like deer.
Goats. And so they're cute always. Pygmy. Like cats.
You think they're always cute?
Well, if you make friends with them.
Oh, as long as they jump around. Let's go to Clark. Clark will know about goats and little donkeys with the crosses on their back. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. You cannot outrun a donkey.
Do what?
You cannot outrun a donkey.
I can't even outrun the little bitty donkeys? These are miniature donkeys.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if the donkey doesn't want you to catch it, you ain't going to catch it.
I'm lightning fast, though, Clark.
You sound like a 7-year-old on the playground. I'm faster than
I've
you.
I've got new shoes, too. I got fast shoes.
They light up?
That could be for a live remote event, Scott versus the donkey.
Do you remember back when, like, the JCs and stuff would have donkey softball games?
Huh?
And you had to, like, hit and then jump on the donkey and ride the donkey from, like, base to base.
Who are the JCs?
It was a community group of that, like that's a Civitans cute. Club kind
okay.
of thing.
No, we never
Junior
did.
Junior Chamber of Commerce, I think that's what it actually stood for.
So you would hit the ball, jump on a donkey, and ride to first base?
Yes, I think that was the way it was. I don't even know if I've actually seen one. My dad's played in one. I just knew Clark was old enough to know.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, I got a question.
Clark. Yes, sir.
Where's P. Diddy?
He's in Miami, dancing and smoking a cigar, apparently. That's the last I saw.
They didn't arrest him?
No.
So, they raided both his places because he's been trafficking women and et cetera, et cetera. But P. Diddy's not in custody. So, I don't know. I got to think that P. Diddy must have outwitted the entire federal government law enforcement capacity or something. Now, where are photographs? Where is video? Where's anything from the P. Diddy raid, Scott? Because I promise you, I can go back and get you photographs where they raided Mar-a-Lago and threw all Trump stuff on the floor and took pictures of it and it got released.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
If any of this advanced narrative, we would see all of it. So, I don't know. Kind of got to wonder about that. Now, did you get a chance to look at the American Thinker article I sent you this morning on Republicans leaving Congress?
I pulled it up and noticed that I think they have the same take that I do. That it's all part of the plan, but is there more? I would appreciate if you tell me more about it.
Well, they went into Mike Gallagher. You know, Mike Gallagher's going to leave on, I believe, April the 19th.
Yes.
He's leaving after they cannot be he can't be replaced.
Of course,
you know,
he is.
If he left, there's a Republican sitting in his seat. He leaves on the 19th, and there's nobody that can fill his seat. Because the mechanism has passed and they just got to wait until the upcoming election. So that puts them one more step closer to the Democrats controlling both the House and the Senate. Why is that important, Scott?
Because they will control the House and the Senate to oversee the judicial process of certifying an election. That's why.
Oh, but wait. That's what I thought, but there's more.
Oh, no.
What did the Supreme Court say about Colorado not being able to remove Donald Trump?
That it would take Congress to do it.
Who would control both houses of Congress?
The Democrats.
Then they can do it.
Clark, I'm not thankful for your call.
My goodness.
That's bad.
Well, okay.
Hey, you can carry over. That one gets more time for sure. Clark, we'll be right back.
Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Choir. AC by Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
When I walk in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tudor Boy. Let's take a picture. Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. We definitely want everybody to stay weather aware, especially as we go into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with an increasing severe weather threat across the area, including all modes of severe weather, and tornadoes are possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight as a line of storms sweeps across the area. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Windy tonight, low 56, and tomorrow, much cooler. A brisk day with highs only in the 60s. And gusty winds will make it seem cooler. Maybe some upper 30s by Thursday and Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Thank you, ladies, for y'all's discussion about all the things in the books, because now I'm getting pop-up ads
for
medicine in case you get hepatitis and or HIV.
I was getting ads for bras, so... I mean, you guys just wait until you see some of the evidence that will be in my op-ed on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I also hope that they will be doing a report on this on 1819, because this is vile.
And Allison can do one of her little social media things.
Yeah.
You can even use our little follower camera thing.
And people need to either quit their job or... I don't even know. I can't.
There's some people who need to be like, hey, it's my bad. I will...
I'm rattled.
I will fall on the sword for this. But
yeah, somebody needs to.
No, I think they're gonna say, nope, it's freedom and kids should know all these things. Let's go back to Clark, who's also bearing such wonderful news. Thank you, Clark. We appreciate you coming back onto the show.
Well, you know, you talked about there's not a booger man behind every bush, Scott.
Right.
That has to be our default position at this point in time, that there is a booger man behind every bush. It's not, are they up to something? It's what are they up to?
Yeah.
And if we're not there, then we lose, and we might not win anyway. The question
That's a good
I
point. We should be more, I think you're right. I will backtrack on that. I agree with you. In 2024... we should expect a boogeyman behind every bush, because there are so many boogeymen. Because I guess if you're not looking for them, they're going to be there.
Or perhaps, gentlemen, is it that they're not behind every bush because they're out in the open and they don't care if you see them?
They don't even have to hide behind the bushes anymore, Clark. We'll go with that.
They did, you know, they felt like they could keep the fence. So we just better pay attention. Now, here's the thing, that this is my next question, Scott.
Okay.
Say they get control, it's obvious that the Republicans have taken a dive to put them in control, and they pass a law that says Trump can't run.
Yeah, that should be the breaking point for the Republic. In my opinion, I keep asking myself, where is the breaking point? That would have to be the breaking point. That's when there is no hope, the Republic is lost, and something new has to happen. Am I wrong? Am I right? What are we just contemplating now?
Do we divide red states and blue states? Do things get kinetic? I don't know. It's certainly, to me, we're past the breaking point as far as I'm concerned.
Already?
There is a war on America right now, and it's being waged by the left. And unfortunately, the vast majority of those that are having war waged upon them don't understand that war is being waged upon them. Maybe they'll wake up and understand at this point. And then the next question is, would they be smart enough to know that this is a breaking point?
You mean regular Americans?
Yes. Would the Democrats in Congress have enough sense to know it's a breaking point and show some restraint? I don't know.
No. There's got to be a reason,
Clark.
You know,
we all have a pool. How long is it until he's impeached? And then the next question is, what will they impeach the vice president for so they can put the speaker in? But I don't know. We're in a mess, Scott. Last thing. Allison?
Yes, sir.
Next time you talk about snake boots, you have Sky pull up Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking.
That's a classic.
Oh, that's my kind of snake boot.
Is this the part where I say it's my snake boots?
Yes.
Them's go-go
boots.
Oh,
is it? So again, it's I'm me. Sorry. Y'all's voice
Clark, it's fine. It's fine because Allison would look fabulous in those boots, but I'm the one that my husband is.
Now, I have a question. You cannot show up in matching outfits for some reason. What if you showed up in matching snake boots? Would that be a faux pas?
Perhaps. But we're big girls now. We don't.
Abs, you need the snakeskin stiletto boots. I'll take the clunky rubber boots. That is much more.
Oh, I thought you were going to show up in boots that snakes couldn't bite through. I didn't know we were using this. Okay.
I'm getting boots that snakes can't bite through because Chris Shaver knows I will not be going near the pond without him. And if he wants me at the farm with him, Scott has explained to me that these are boots so that I'll actually go out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Those are the boots I was channeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good deal.
Well, y'all get matching rubber boots and go around in them, do a remote with them, and let me know about it.
Okay.
If Scott and I both showed up in New Balance 660s, people just think we're part of the cool.
Yeah, that's what they would think, all right. Thanks, Clark. I appreciate you, buddy.
Are those the gray papaw ones?
Probably. Yeah, well, that are cool now. I mean, like, Mac with some shoes. Like, I had those shoes in the 80s.
For 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Can you race donkeys in snake boots?
we got Sam from Pike County. We got to get to Rick because he wants to talk about the eclipse. Sam, welcome to the program.
Oh, one sec. Had to get you off the speaker. Man, I could talk to everything, but basically, the snake boots was beautiful, and I was wondering, you know, Allison claims to be a good friend, and if she was, she would get her a pair of snake boots. I love all that. And,
okay.
You just like ladies in boots, huh?
Well, you know, hey, I got beaver ponds down here, and I know a thing or two about the snakes, but I'm so proud, though, of Amy Beth's husband. He's slick. You know, it's just like if introducing a vacuum cleaner to your loved one. You know, you guys got to be very smooth about it. Yeah. He's got you now, hon. You're going to be down there. Next thing.
Dang it.
Help me pick this up. Help me move this. Help me drain the pond. Yeah. It's great. We all have
good
stuff
deal.
In common.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. I'll get y'all later. All right. Bye, y'all.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
What did he say?
I think it was the name of a book in one of your list.
Listen, Allison and I have been looking at some things while you were talking, and we're trying not to vomit, and so we're sorry.
Okay.
These are, y'all,
research.
Please look at your kids' Sora Overdrive app.
And newly elected state board members, we're calling on you for your help. This is not a joke.
This is not good.
This is an SOS.
Let's go to Rick. Rick knows something about the eclipse. Rick, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to correct one of your prior callers. And address one of y'all's concerns. This whole thing about national emergencies with the eclipse.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those cities. One of them was Niagara Falls and someplace in Texas. And it just said it was an abundance of caution. It seemed to me more like they thought a bunch of crowds might show up and they should just be prepared for a lot of people.
And honestly, that's what it is. You know, a lot of schools close because they're afraid the kids are going to look at the sun.
Right.
Having taught this for 27 years out at the planetarium, I can tell you that's not an issue, okay? Brain will tell your eyes that's not a good idea to look at that sun.
That makes
sense.
Go
outside, look up. Yeah, go outside, look up at the sun, and tell me what your eyes do.
After they about close. 2 seconds, I was going to say three, but about 2 seconds, my brain is like, shut your eyes, you dummy. Yeah, that's pretty much what I get.
Not a good idea, and it will close your eyes, okay?
Excellent.
Now, that being said, it's not a good idea to look at the sun. But
gotcha.
The other issue, the whole thing about the traffic, that part I understand because a lot of this will be happening when...
Hey, Rick, can I carry you over, brother? We got to take a break. The computer won't let me stay. We'll be right back.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, I'm just giving you more advice. Don't let your children hang out with the older kids, because I'm hanging out with the older ladies and I'm learning all kinds of stuff, and it's alarming.
You know what?
What?
We didn't know these things until we looked on our middle school and high schoolers'
computers.
Yes.
Provided by the state. Paid for by the state.
Which you can't control any of the content. You can't remove it. Mm-hmm. You can't add anything. You can't do anything. The school says, here, this is good for you. Go and learn.
So why don't schools act like, oh, we made sure we want to block all these sites. These kids might be looking at bad stuff. I'm like, you're providing it to them.
You're giving them a whole category full
so
of this
my
stuff.
So if my teenage son is looking up and wanting to find out, the various types of strippers, that would be frowned upon. But if he was wanting to find out the various ways to do things, all graphically there at your disposal.
It's got to be generally with the same sex.
Okay, so it's got to be the LGBTQXYZ 666. That is all okay.
Right.
And I think you said it during one of the breaks, was if any of these things were heterosexual stuff, hey, let's look up how to do this with her, that school, no.
Banned.
But two boys, two girls, whatever, that's like, hey, be yourself. Let us help you. Mm-hmm. We'll move you along. Actually, we always kind of thought you were.
It literally said, too, you don't have to be what's in between your legs. That is what the summary of that book that my daughter has access to says. Let's explore the hundreds of options globally that you have.
Really?
What? What?
I wasn't thinking of it in that regard, but words to live by there. Don't be what's between your legs.
Yeah, don't be a... Yes.
You can't make this stuff up anymore.
Rick, let's go back to you, because you're telling us smart things.
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid after that conversation.
Golly.
But you were saying there ought to be some concern. But now what I'm concerned about is how many people will try to do crazy stuff during the eclipse? Because what better time to, I mean, we're looking at these books, do crazy stuff during an eclipse. It is dark.
Well, but eclipses happen frequently. Okay. On average, there's two a year. It may not be in your area, but these things happen all the time.
Yes, sir.
And back to what I think Bill was the caller, I think, look, the path of this eclipse has not changed. It's not going to change.
Okay. I wonder where you got that.
The one that, I don't know, but, I wish they would give references if they're going to do that. But the path has not changed. It will not change. The path of the eclipse in 2044 and 2045, which are the next ones for North America, which, by the way, 2045, Montgomery will be on the path of totality.
So we'll be at
the center line.
Wow.
So that's
it'll be cloudy or something. You know it will. It's like every time there's a comet or a meteor shower, it's like cloudy or raining. Hey, let me ask you one more question, Rick. Why is NASA launching 3 sounding rockets during the total eclipse? According to the interwebs, it's to study how Earth's upper atmosphere is affected when the sunlight momentarily dims. Do they do that every time there's an eclipse and they just travel around the world doing it, or are they just doing it for this one? Do you know?
No, I don't. I don't have any ideas, so I don't even really want to guess on it.
Yeah.
But during the eclipses, that's how we find certain things out. Einstein was proved right. But when he was proved, they had to wait for an eclipse in order to see if what he was saying was actually accurate.
Gotcha. So hey, Rick, we appreciate you. Yes, sir. Yep. Thanks, Rick. See you, buddy. Thanks for listening. Hey, Joe, I had to get to the comments about the donkeys. We got about a minute, a little less.
Okay. Yeah, back in the old days, when we had fun, I lived in the rural high school.
Yes, sir.
And they'd put padding on the donkey's feet and put them on the basketball court. That's hilarious.
And you played donkey basketball?
They did.
Stop.
That is before all the trial lawyers put billboards up everywhere. Because that would be
also
awesome.
The guy that called in about watching our government.
Yes.
Great. We need more talk about that. People need
you
to get
it.
Their ears full with it.
You got it.
Donkey basketball.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Y'all be safe. I wish y'all would quit looking at that stuff. It's going beyond educational.
I said donkey basketball.
See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.